For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The 14th Prime Minister's meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states is set to start today in Hunan Province. Trade, industrial cooperation, infrastructure construction, and finance are expected to top the agenda in Zhengzhou. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will elaborate on the opinions that China holds on the current regional situation and the SCO's development, as well as its ideas and proposals to deepen the SCO cooperation. The prime ministers will promote the China-backed Silk Road Economic Belt Initiative and the Russian-backed Eurasian Economic Union. The Chinese government issued a new statement hailing the just-reached Paris Climate Change Accord as a new beginning in global cooperation. A statement issued by the foreign ministry notes the deal is fair in splitting responsibility between developed and developing countries. Adopted by nearly 200 countries taking part in the negotiation, the agreement sets a target of holding the global average rise in temperature below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels and preferably below 1.5 degrees. Developed countries also agreed to raise $100 billion U.S. dollars a year by 2020 to help developing countries transform their economies. British Prime Minister David Cameron is set to call for an EU-wide crackdown on illegal trade in firearms to prevent terrorists from getting hold of weapons. Downing Street said in a statement the Prime Minister will call for an EU-wide ban on high-powered semi-automatic weapons at the European Council later this week. The EU summit, which begins on Thursday in Brussels, will discuss the EU's response to the terrorist attacks in Paris. David Cameron's asked officials to drop proposals to tackle the ongoing terrorist threat. Electoral officials in Central African Republic have started counting ballots after polls closed in the country's constitutional referendum. The vote, which comes ahead of presidential and legislative elections on December 27th, took place amid tight security. Residents in one neighborhood of the capital, Bangui, said on Sunday a grenade exploded near a voting center, injuring three people. Central African Republic descended into conflict in 2013, when mainly Muslim rebels overthrew President Francois Bozize. The takeover was marked by the widespread killing of civilians, prompting Christians to set up a rival militia. Exit polls indicate France's far-right National Front Party has failed to win a single region in the second round of elections. Initial results showed the party was beaten into third place despite its historic victory during the first round of the French regional election a week ago. Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right Republicans secured the first rank in five regions. The ruling socialists, humiliated in the first round of voting, surprisingly maintained their position in at least five out of 13 regions. Ballot counting continues in two regions where the vote is still too close to call. Saudi Arabia has announced the results of its third municipal poll, held on Sunday with over 2,100 winning candidates, including 10 women. This election marked the first time that women were allowed to vote or run for office in the country. According to the General Elections Committee, about 47% of the population took part in the vote, with 24% of voters being women. Women's full participation as both candidates and voters in municipal elections was declared by King Abdullah earlier this year. A Russian warship has fired warning shots near a Turkish fishing boat in the Aegean Sea. The Russian Defense Ministry said on Sunday that the crew of the Russian frigate Smetlivy, located 22 kilometers off the Greek coast, fired the warning shots in order to avoid a collision with a fishing vessel. The ministry says it's warned a Turkish attaché of the possible consequences of careless actions and expressed deep concern over the new provocations from Turkey. The Turkish military attaché promised to inform Ankara of Moscow's concerns over the incident. Global powers have backed the formation of a unity government in Libya, pledging economic and security support to help stabilize the chaotic North African country where Islamic State militants have a foothold. Gathered for a conference in Rome, representatives from 17 countries, including Egypt, Germany, Russia, Turkey, and China, signed a joint statement calling for an immediate ceasefire and promising to cut off contacts with factions that do not sign the deal. 15 Libyans from different groups also attended the meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Italian counterpart Paolo Gentiloni have expressed optimism that the majority of the representatives of the two rival governments will sign a national unity deal on December the 16th. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.